welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in the series we're calling Always and Everywhere. And we're sort of doing a flyover of the book of Acts, looking at really the progression of the gospel growth, the advance of the kingdom in the early church. So after Jesus has been crucified, resurrected, and then he ascends into heaven, he tells the disciples, this group of about 120, that the Holy Spirit's going to fall on them and empower them to be his witnesses. This is what he says in Acts 1:8, that you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so we're sort of following that progression, talking about really how we're doing that now, how God is doing that now in the context of our local body and how locally we're seeing the gospel spread and how we're partnering with partners around the region, around the country, and seeing the gospel spread and then partnering globally to see the gospel advance. But what happens through Acts 1 to 7 is that the gospel is growing, right? The word is being preached everywhere and people are coming to faith, but we also see that opposition is growing. And this culminates in Acts 7. This is where we were this past Sunday. At the end of Acts 7, Stephen, one of the deacons of the church, is martyred. He is killed for his faith. And it opens up the floodgates of persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And it says that the apostle Paul, who was then Saul, who hated the church, he approved of the execution. And it says in Acts 8:1 that there arose on that day, after Stephen is killed, a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem. And they were all scattered throughout the regions, the disciples were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now, I want to offer two things to us, really. One thing that I think will be comforting, and then one thing that I hope is challenging in a good way for us. The comforting thing is this. It would have been tempting to think, oh my goodness, like God, it's totally out of control. This is the worst thing that could have happened. The church was growing. We were seeing thousands and thousands and thousands come to faith in Jerusalem. And now a deacon has been murdered. And Paul, it says, is going through homes, ripping people out of their homes, persecuting them, arresting the church. I mean, ripping families apart. It would have been tempting to think it's all over. But what is so comforting is what he says there in Acts 8:1. Remember Acts 1:8. Jesus said, you're going to be my witnesses. Where first? In Jerusalem. And then where second? In Judea and Samaria. And that's exactly what Luke says here in Acts 8. The church was scattered, right? A persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem, but where are they scattered to? Throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. And so it's almost like Luke is telling us, I mean, I think he is, hey, this is all part of the plan. Yes, I know it's bad. No, nobody wants persecution. But when it seems like it's all out of control, God is completely in control. And this is really just enacting phase 2 of the growth of the kingdom plan. That the enemies of the cross are trying to say, we're going to stamp this out before it gets any further. But their very act of trying to stamp it out actually just serves to scatter it elsewhere, to grow elsewhere. That's what it says. That word scattered literally means like seed is scattered. Just like you would take a handful of grass seed. I'm about to probably throw some on my yard right now, trying to get it to grow a little better, right? Just like you throw that and you scatter it all over your yard, and then it grows everywhere. It's explosive growth rather than just keeping it in one central location. It now grows everywhere. And that's what happens here. They go throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. And verse 4 says this, now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. This God takes this very act of persecution, which is meant to curtail the growth of the church, and he uses that and transforms it to be something that actually accelerates the growth of the church. Such is God's sovereignty and his power. And I think that should be a real encouragement to us and comfort to us when we think about what's happening around in our culture right now. I've heard a lot of people say, man, it just seems like it's getting darker. And it's like, you know what? Maybe it is. And the light of Christ shines out all the brighter in the midst of that. God takes terrible circumstances and he does incredible work in the midst of it. That's comforting, I think. Here's the challenging thing. That verse 4 where it says, those who were scattered went about preaching the word. I think we have to ask ourselves, man, as we scatter, as we go into the home, into our classrooms, into our workplaces, to the office, to the athletic field, are we taking the word with us? That's how the kingdom grows. It grows as believers, as the Holy Spirit empowers individual believers and the church as a whole to go out and to preach the gospel, to take the word wherever we are. This week I went to get a haircut, and the lady who owns the haircut place and runs that business, she's a believer, she's part of our church, and she just unashamedly shares the gospel with pretty much every person who comes in there to get a haircut. And I walked in today, and there was a guy sitting there who apparently was waiting for me. I didn't know that. We'll call him Frank. And I walk in, and the lady who's cut hair goes, "Okay, Frank, he's here. All right, ask him those questions you had for me. He can answer them." I'm thinking, maybe I can answer them. I'm not sure. And so Frank and I start talking. And after a while, I did have the opportunity to share the gospel with him, to point him toward Christ. And he had questions about, you know, what about the contradictions in the Bible? And what about what about the people who, so many people who claim to be spiritual authorities, but they all seem to be saying different things? And how do we deal with the problem of evil? And these really big, good questions. And at the end of the day, I got to point him toward, you know what? At the end of the day, we have to make a decision about what we believe about Jesus. This person who came, who claimed to be the Son of God, who died and who claimed to rise again. And his believers said that, right? That this man rose from the dead. And as he left, he said, "Man, you've given me a lot to think about today." And you know what? Like, I was super grateful to get the opportunity to share the gospel with him, to talk about Christ. But really, it was this lady who was just taking the word wherever she went. She doesn't have any theological degrees, but she's got the Holy Spirit empowering her and a boldness and a willingness to share the gospel and to talk about what Jesus has done in her life. And that's opening the door for opportunities like this to share Christ with others. So that's the challenge, right? The comfort is that God is completely in control, even when things seem like they're out of control. The challenge is, are we willing to take the gospel? Are we taking the gospel with us, being salt and light wherever we go? Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take a moment and pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're good. Thank you that you take even bad things, Lord, and you work good out of them for the good of the kingdom, for the growth of your kingdom. And Father, I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you would empower us to be bold, to share the gospel wherever we are, wherever we go, to make our lives count by making your name known. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now and pray for yourself.